This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We continue in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Yud Beis. We're in middle of Sif Aleph. Let's review the Shita of the Rishonim that the Mechaber brought down so far, because today we're going to learn there's another opinion, that is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. The beginning of Siman Yud Beis, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber said that if all the strings of the tzitzis are snapped, and you have kidei anivas kol achutim, in other words, they're long enough to make a bow around all of them, so then it's kosher. Otherwise, if you don't have kidei aniva, even on one string, if one string is entirely snapped, then it's pasul. Now, what does it mean, one string? One string meaning on both sides. Therefore, the Mechaber said, since the string is folded into two, if it's snapped on both ends, then it's going to be pasul. Why? Because maybe it's the same string. In all likelihood, it's not the same string. Roiv says it's not. Yeah, but this is a situation, it's Efshel Avara, so you have to be concerned maybe it's the same string. However, the Mechaber said that nowadays that we're medactic, when you make the tzitzis, that you always put four on one side and four on the other. So if you have two ends that are snapped on the same side, they're clearly not the same string. They're definitely two different strings. So you have on the other end, kidei aniva, so it's going to be good. That is the first shita that the Mechaber brought down. This seems like this is the shita of the Rosh and Tosfos. However, comes Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Ul Rabbeinu Tam loy machshirim ela b'nishtayru shnei chutim shleimim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it will not be kosher unless you have two whole strings. Dahainu, arba roshim shkolech me'roshim aruch yudbeis gudalim. This idea that if strings are snapped, until now we learned that they could all be snapped a little bit, as long as you have a kidei aniva on each string of the four strings, you're good. Even if each string is somewhat snapped. Comes Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam says it ain't going to be good unless you have two whole strings, which means two full strings, four ends that are perfect, meaning they're 12 gudalim long. Oz machshirim kishenefsik lashnei chutim achirim im nishtar b'hem kidei aniva. Then if two of the strings are snapped and you have kidei aniva, it's going to be kosher. Avlam nifsiku shloisha chutim. If you have three chutim that are snapped, even though you have kidei aniva, psulim. Hear this? Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion. When strings snap, it's only good if you have two perfect strings. Two perfect strings mean two strings that are 12 gudalim long. Therefore, says the Mechaber, kishenechtechu shloisha roshim. When you have three ends that are cut, when you have three strings that are cut, if you were not careful at the time you put the tzitzis in the holes, that the four strings should remain on one side and four on the other, we're worried, it could be these three strings that are snapped are all three different strings. And if they're three different strings, then you have three strings that are not perfect. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, in order for tzitzis to be good, you need two perfect strings. Then you only have one perfect string. It's going to be possibly suffik. But if only two heads are cut, it's going to be kosher if those two strings have kidei aniva. So Rabbeinu Tam just has a chumrah. Rabbeinu Tam's chumrah is that even though we said that strings that are snapped, that have kidei aniva, are kosher, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's only if you have two perfect strings. Who do we paskin like? Not like Rabbeinu Tam. The halacha kisvara rishana. The halacha is like the first svara, that if all the strings are snapped, as long as each string has, as long as no whole string is lacking in Kedei Aniva, it will be kosher. Miu, says the Mechaber, Hecha de Efsher, if it's possible, Toiv Lachush the Svaras Rabbeinu Tam. It is good to be concerned for the Svara of Rabbeinu Tam. However, that is the Shita of the Mechaber. Because, by the way, the Mechaber very rarely reckons with Rabbeinu Tam. The Mechaber goes with the big three, the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam. However, comes the Ramah. The Ramah's policy was to be much more concerned for Rabbeinu Tam. The Noyag in Rabbeinu Tam. The Minog is like Rabbeinu Tam. As we know, that the Marshal writes, Rabbeinu Tam was Chachma, was Gadol b'Chachma uv'minyan mikol harishayna. Certainly, if you were careful, that it should be recognizable. The four heads on one side, v'nifsiku shloisha rashim b'tzad echad, and you're going to have three on one side, the pasul, the azvadei nifsiku shloisha chutim, meaning like this. The Mechaber just said that when three strings are snapped, even if they're on different sides, we're worried they're three different strings. And it's going to be pasul misafek. That's the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam held its pasul misafek. And what did the Mechaber say? The Mechaber said, nah, we're going to go like the Sar Rishayna. We're not going to pasul misafek. But if it's possible, be choshes for Rabbeinu Tam, namely, that if you're not sure if it's one string or different strings, you have to be concerned maybe it's different strings. And it's going to be a problem. However, the Ramah said, we are noyig like Rabbeinu Tam. We're not only choshesh. And certainly, if you know for sure that these are three different strings, it will be pasul. Because then you certainly have the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. The imnifsiku b'shneit stadim, if they're snapped on two sides, then nami pasul, it would also be pasul. D'shema shloisha chutim heim. Maybe they're also different strings, because if you were not medakdek, to make sure that four remain on one side and four on the other. Okay. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Rabbeinu Tam. Why does Rabbeinu Tam hold that if strings are snapped, even though it has Kedei Aniva, it will not be good unless you have two perfect strings, says the Mishnah Berurah. Taimu d'shnei chutin shein dalet anu noisim b'makam tcheles. Two of the strings, even though we don't have tcheles, are in the place of tcheles. U'shnei chutim shein dalet anu noisim b'makam lavan. So tzach ha'gbanim shia min echad shalim. You need to have one of the species whole. There's an idea, one of the species, meaning there two, you put on two strings, keneged tcheles, two strings, lavan, at least two of them have to be whole. Imloy dikdek. Now, the Mechaber said, if you have three ends that are cut, if you were not medakdek at the time of putting in the tzitzis, which side it's on, we're worried, maybe it's a different chut. If you were not medakdek, we're worried that maybe it's a different chut. Now, if you were medakdek, by the way, then it's for sure going to be a problem. Because then it's definitely three different strings. So the Mishnah Berurah is bothered. Why does the Mechaber say, you know, if you were not careful at the time you made the tzitzis, it might be pasul because they might be different strings. Certainly, if you were medakdek, it's going to be pasul. Like the Ramah says. I would have answered this question that what the Mechaber is saying, if you were not medakdek, you would think it's good because there's a likelihood that it's the same string and therefore you're going to end up having two good strings. So you would think it's not a problem. Let's see how the Mishnah Berurah asks it. Kasha. Daha kasha kenim dikdik. Certainly, if you were careful to put four on one side and four on the other, kama shukasa bahaga achar kach. So if you were medakdik, it would be more of a problem. V'yishomer denaka loy dikdik mishum desefa the Messiahim. You know why it picked loy medakdik? Because of the end of the halacha that concludes. Avlam loy nechdechu ela shnei rashim. If you only have two ends, demachshirinon b'chdei aniva, that were machshirit b'chdei aniva, dezehu davka b'loy dikdik. That's only if you were not careful. Avlam dikdik, if you were careful, im nechdechu shnei rashim mitzad echad, if two ends were cut on one side, then it's kosher even if you don't have kedei aniva, because you have on the other side kedei aniva. Da hanishtar mikol echad rosh hasheni. Avlam nifsiku shnayim mishnei tzadim. If two of them were cut on two different sides and you don't have kedei aniva psulin, the shema churechad him. Maybe it's one chut. So the reason why the mechaber said loy dikdek is because it concludes that if only two ends were cut, were machshir b'chdei aniva, that's if you were not medakdek. But if you were careful, then if the two sides were cut on one side, then you don't need the kedei aniva because you have the other end. I would have said very simply that the chiddush of the mechaber is that if you were not medakdek, I would have thought that it's maybe it's here the mechaber says im loy dikdek be'es asiyas hatzitzis, we're worried maybe it's three different strings as opposed to if you were medakdek, it's definitely a problem. The chiddush is this is still a problem, we're still worried even though you were not medakdek. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Machshirin b'chdei aniva roitzolaim ra'afilum haya asher k'dei aniva rak be'achas mehen v'chanal b'sivkaton." Hey, this is going on. If only two ends were cut, then we're machshir b'chdei aniva. Even on one of the strings. The halacha is pasha de mutter levarich aleihen. It's pasha you're allowed to make a bracha on it. K'may shebe'arna b'be'er halacha. What does this mean? The mechaber said the halacha is like the svar rishoina, namely that you don't need for two whole strings, and if it's possible, be choishes rabbeinu tam. So the halacha is if you have tzitzis that are possible according to rabbeinu tam, you could still make a bracha. Now that's a very big chiddush. Why would that be? Apparently, even the Ramah, here's the very important, even the Ramah that says that noyagin k'rabbeinu tam, it's only the minhag l'chatchila is to be noyag like rabbeinu tam. But lamaisa, if you have three strings that are snapped, and they're three different strings, and you do not have yudbeis gudalim, but you do have kedei aniva, even though rabbeinu tam would say it's pasul, lemaisa we do halacha kisvar rishayna. Even the Rama agrees halacha. This is very important. The Rama agrees to the mechaber. The Rama is not arguing on the mechaber that the halacha is not like rabbeinu tam. Everyone agrees halacha is not like rabbeinu tam. The mechaber just says, you know, it's better to be choishesh rabbeinu tam, and the Rama says, we're noyeg like Rabbeinu Tam. But not that the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam. So if you have tzitzis that are not good according to Rabbeinu Tam, at the end of the day, you would be able to make a bracha. That's the conclusion of the halacha. Okay, we'll continue Bez Hashem tomorrow in Sif Beis. Have a good day, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.